Just give me all the bacon and eggs you have. Wait, wait. I worry what you just heard was, give me a lot of bacon and eggs. What I said was, give me all the bacon and eggs you have. Do you understand?
Well, nope, that's... Sorry, guys, I just don't have the enthusiasm today. Welcome to This Guy Sucks with Chuck Bass. I'm Chuck Bass.
I'm Chuck Bass!
Which one of you did this? Who screwed us? Who brought the wrath? Look, I could handle Javonte Williams going down. It sucked, but I could handle it. My heart went out to all of the families of Breece Hall owners when he tore his ACL, but it was still okay. Hollywood Brown's foot injury felt like somebody wrapped a blood pressure test around my jennies, but I was still pushing forward. Jamar Chase's injury lowered the Carfax value of my liver by about 100,000 miles. However, we all have two livers, so it's not a big deal. But Cooper Kupp, the man who inspired a generation of millennials to think they might have had a shot in the NFL if they drank less Surge as a child, the man who had the single greatest receiving season in NFL history, that's where I draw the line. I cannot handle this. He truly was the Chad Bro chill that we all deserved. And now I have to go down into the crawl space and pull out my fucking Scotty Miller autographed Hard Rock Cafe Myrtle Beach t-shirt just so they let me back on the bandwagon. Anyways, here's Wonderwall. I mean the Week 10 awards. The Solo Dolo Award.
I quit.
Okay. I guess she really is quitting.
No, I didn't win. But at least I didn't make any new friendships.
There's two wolves inside of me, all right? One of them says the Falcons are like a Madden team full of talent where the kid behind the sticks is a newbie Newberson. But the other wolf says this team doesn't give a fuck what you think and will choose its own glorious death in rushing battle. And I'm not sure which wolf is going to win. I hate watching them play, but damn do I respect them for it. You hate to see heroes like Pitts and Patterson get the supporting character treatment, but for every Neo, I guess there has to be an Agent Smith, and it looks like we found ours. So you don't often see this kind of commitment to the bit at the NFL level, whether it's from media pressure, impatient owners, or just dudes being smarter than this, but perhaps we should stop being so critical of Arthur Smith and just enjoy the extremely slow ride that we're on. It's not every day you get to see Marcus Mariota throw the ball 35 yards one way while facing another. The Smooth Operator Award.
I've never taken the high road, but I tell other people to, because then there's more room for me on the low road.
Oh, Tommy quoting Tommy. Doesn't get any better. Tom Brady did exactly what I said he was going to do. Ripped right from the pages of the Oscar award-winning Euro trip, he went to Germany to make sweet hot football love, complete with a face full of wiener schnitzel, right for the Seahawks, who I love, don't get me wrong. But this was the only way this was going to go down. He looked fantastic, worked the pocket, pushed the ball down the field, and went back to stuffing Godwin's basket just in time for Thanksgiving. It was a lot of fun to watch. He was feeling so fresh that he even went up to Moss a Fool, but he got cucked by an awful pass from Leonard Fournette. I don't know what was going on there, but you've seen everybody's shitty take on Twitter. I'm not here to pile on. I just love that they were feeling frisky enough to go for that. So with the rest of the NFC wearing a C and J-ing all over their B's, the conference is completely up for grabs, and I think Tampa could be the team to watch going forward. Keep an eye out. The Killing It Award.
I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know I'm doing it really, really well.
Oh, the Bears, who somehow have gone from a team that I didn't think I would talk about for 1 second this year to the only team that I really want to talk about. They're so hot, they're so supple, they're so fresh, they're so firm. The only problem is that they have absolutely no idea what the fuck they're doing. I fully support letting Justin Fields do his Justin Field things, and it's a tremendous sight to behold. But just like hardcore drugs, you can't be over-reliant on them to have a good time. Moderation is key. Cole Kmet is doing great things, especially in a year where we need tight end production. He's been massive lately. He's actually the tight end too, going back to the last, like, I think since like week five. But if your wide receivers are combining for over or for under 100 yards against the worst pass defense in the league in Detroit, you've got a failure to communicate. I know they're capable of more than this, so maybe we're just watching them come of age, but I want to see a little bit more A little bit more reliability overall. Hopefully they can bring in like the wide receiver version of a human growth hormones in the offseason, as we've seen what that can do for quarterbacks like Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Tua, and Baker Mayfield. The Good Guys Award.
I need a few more volunteers. Andy, will you be Iceland?
The bad guys from Mighty Ducks 2? Don't think so.
Okay, how about Japan?
The bad guys from Karate Kid 2? Even worse. How about Germany? They've never been the bad guys.
Oh, Cleveland, bless you. Bless your little hearts. For my entire lifetime, which is 32 years, Cleveland has been the underdog team that sports fans outside of the AFC North have secretly rooted for because we all feel so bad for their existence, save for maybe a couple of seasons here or there. They've had the majority of American pity for at least 30 years. Even this year, honestly, with the most ragtag group of castoffs this side of Gary, Indiana, I mean, Jacoby Brissett, Amari Cooper, David Njoku, Kareem Hunt, all held together by the stallion horse semen that is Nick Chubb. They've been frisky and flirty, and they've actually been really rock solid in fantasy. But those days are about to come to a dirty end. Deshaun Watson will take the field in just a couple weeks. And from that first snap, the Playoff Selection Committee will release its new rankings when it comes to things that Americans hate. And the bad news for the Browns is that they are the one seed. The two seed will be non-white terrorists. The three seed will be dry weddings. And the four seed will be people who leave their shopping carts in parking spaces. We do have two teams on the bubble, it looks like, Comcast and ads for Morgan & Morgan. So it was a good run for Cleveland. Soak it all in, because now we're all just going to secretly root for the Lions. The Symptomatic Award.
Come on.
Oh, God, now I'm hot. Now it's really hot in
here. Okay, well, that's your fever.
Leslie, I typed your symptoms into the thing up here, and it says you could have network connectivity problems.
The Titans-Broncos game definitely tested the limits of what a 32-year-old white male is capable of handling on a Sunday while his wife is doing all the chores. It only had two skill position players go over 13 points, Jalen, Virgil, and Nick Westbrook-Ikhina, and you probably only played them if you subscribed to my Patreon Deep Sleepers podcast, Boner Picks with Chuck Bass, where I gave out both of them in 32-team league deep sleeper action. But because that Patreon has no subscribers, nobody probably took it. So we probably should have known that this scrimmage would tap dance on our hopes and dreams, but as the Titans just kept KC relatively in check and the Broncos defense is the only export from the state of Colorado that small town Americans can get behind, Mr. Unlimited did manage to hit his second highest yardage total of the season while still somehow scoring less than 12.5 points. Still continues to be the meme of the year. And Chuck Bass icon Derrick Henry was held to just 7 points on his own, which is pretty hard to watch. But just treat this week like both teams had jury duty and they'll be back to work next week. The Grand Theft Auto Award.
Listen, beautiful, let's cut the bull, right? You want this. I definitely want this. TH wants this. Let's seal this devil's three-way right here, right now. Step one, we buy into this club. Step two, we roll over to the club, either in your Mercedes-Benz or my pre-owned Acura Legend. Step three, I dagger you on the dance floor. Just bounce, 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 bounce. Now all the ladies saying bounce, 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 bounce. What do you say, sexy?
The Vikings do it again. Let's give a little clapperooski here. When we look back on 2022, I'm not sure we'll remember it for more than three things. Elon Musk buying Twitter, Queen Elizabeth dying, and Kirk Cousins becoming the man we long suspected he always was. The Bills, who many believed were the team of the year, had so much moisture in their panties that they just handed the game away in defeat. Justin Jefferson made a catch that was so good that people completely forgot about the ridiculous snag Stephon Diggs had just minutes prior. He's been so electric, actually, that people haven't even stopped to realize that Dalvin Cook is having the second best season of his career, averaging 19.4 points and just busting off long run after long run. They're incredibly well-rounded, and they're just a joy. The sharp guess on this offense was that it was going to be the McVay Rams 2.0, and I think it's even been better than that when you consider the skill they have on offense, the ferocity they've been having on defense, and the heights at which Kirk Thuggins can play when compared to Jared Goff or anybody else. So Everybody throws bad pitch from pad bat. Oh, God. Whew. Everybody throws bad picks from time to time, but nobody goes into Buffalo and leaves a winner. So big dong alert on the Vikings. The Anytime Anywhere Award.
Strippers do nothing for me. I like a strong, salt-of-the-earth, self-possessed woman at the top of her field. Your Steffi Graffs, your Cheryl Swoopses. But I will take a free breakfast buffet anytime, anyplace.
The Texans-Giants game was the perfect example of why fantasy football is essential to the NFL experience and by osmosis being an American. Daniel Jones versus Davis Mills on paper seems like watching somebody take piss, but in reality, it was like watching somebody's piss take a shit and then vomit all over itself. However, we got typically strong performances from the 2022 fantasy darlings Damian Pierce and Saquon Barkley, and Nico Collins got in on the action. Darius Slayton continued his strong run, Chris Moore, Jordan Adkins, and both quarterbacks got involved in the scoring, so everybody was bringing a little something to the table. And on top of that, the game came down to the wire. Normally a game like this kind of pillow fight would rank, you know, beneath Two Broke Girls and seeing puddles of my own blood on things I want my eyeballs to witness, but on that scale, but instead we got the Robert Kraft Day Spa package. So thank you to everybody involved. The You've Got Options Award.
This has been a difficult year for me romantically. Millicent Gergich, Ann Perkins, Angie's Professor. Lots of disappointment. But if I keep my body moving and my mind occupied at all times, I will avoid falling into a bottomless pit of despair.
I take care of my body above all else. Diet, exercise, supplements, positive thinking. Scientists believe that the first human being who will live 150 years has already been born. I believe I am that human being.
Ann Perkins!
Hey, Chris! Gotta run to a meeting with Ron.
Great idea! I'll run to my next meeting.
Jam is trying to use this to hurt me in the recall. He's trying to take me down and he's willing to attack my friends in the process. No, no way. Not on my watch.
Not on her watch.
He is not going to sully your name.
No sullying allowed.
Don't worry about it, Donna. We're going to nip this in the bud.
Guard your buds, because we're about to get nipped.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that make sense? My anxiety has kept me up for over 50 hours.
I have to come up with some solution for this slug problem.
Someone has a slug infestation. Boy, oh boy, we live interesting lives. Filled with unexpected challenges. Life is precious, and every day is a miracle. Okay.
What a freak.
Happy Valentine's Day, Pawnee. For me, it is not happy. But don't let my sadness diminish your night. Anyway, life is fleeting.
Hey, Chris, what do you think about changing the music?
Sure. This is the best possible job for me. I can literally make anything sound positive.
If I had to have anybody tell me that I had cancer, I would want it to be me.
You wanted to see me. Good God, what the hell are you doing?
Upside down sit-ups. Great exercise, and it literally lets me see the world from a different perspective.
Isn't there a men's gymnasium where you could do that?
The world's my gymnasium, Ron.
This goes to the New Orleans Saints, who are arguably in the most undesirable position in the league. The one year they're horrible, the Eagles own their first round picks. They have a stout defense that will no doubt be in decline by the time they're actually able to put together anything resembling a competitive team. Their head coach is a misfire. They're at a lock with their QB situation. They probably would be frisky with a healthy Jameis, but he's not healthy and he's Jameis. However, even if he was, it would devalue their second and third round picks for the upcoming draft. So they keep rolling out Dalton, which is an absolute disaster. It's clear tanking. They still value the mid to late round picks because they're typically good at drafting. So it makes sense. They traded up for Olave, but they don't have anyone to throw him the fucking ball. So that's hard. Michael Thomas is definitely a candy-ass water boy, but perhaps he'd be more willing to come back if the team had any hopes on the horizon. They can make a desperation move to acquire maybe a rookie quarterback in the upcoming draft, but all of their best players will be aged out by the time he comes of age, so it's definitely a Carvana situation. The It's Not That Hard award.
I think this is going to be a really good bonding sesh for me and Ron. Guys love it when you can show them you're better than they are at something they love.
If I've been in your life for more than 30 minutes, you know that I don't think that any of the non-physical stuff in football is very difficult, especially coaching. You just have to be actively not participating in the detriment of your own players and allow the natural instincts of the best ones to take over. It's why these guys are so good at the game. Jeff Saturday just came in and he didn't try to play 4D chess with fucking checkers pieces. He knows what he has and he's just letting them go to work. Give Jonathan Taylor the ball. Throw some short and intermediate passes to one of our three pretty good wide receivers. That's it. That's all you need to compete. I still think the plan here is to tank, and they just played the only team in the league who is a bigger mess than they are. But I mean, we had Jonathan Taylor doing great work. Josh Jacobs looked great. Devontae Adams, Paris Campbell, Michael Pittman. They all combined to score 91 points. And this was supposed to be an ass fest. We might be getting to that point in the season where the awful teams who know they're completely out of the race start just experimenting and saying, fuck it. And these two teams definitely have the pieces to do that. So hopefully we get a little bit more of this out of them. The Billionaire by 50 Award.
What about your trust fund?
My parents had it amended. I don't get anything till I'm 50, which is a waste because I'm going to be a billionaire in Costa Rica by then. Eating dolphins and hanging out with lady singers.
It's not a huge deal. Just sit tight. I'll take care of it.
You want to come home with me?
Don't you work at Lady Foot Locker?
I mentioned in last week's parting thoughts that this game might change the future for both of these teams going forward. Instead, Cliff Kingsbury and Sean McVay pulled the ultimate John Ralphio and trotted out the most I don't give a fuck offenses I've seen since Doug Peterson was forced to pull Jalen Hurts at halftime and play Nate Sudfeld in 2020. Deep cut alert. Both of these coaches are already one ass out of the plane, which is wild considering McVay just won the Super Bowl and Kingsbury is the physical embodiment of a Glendale, Arizona man. The former said, you'll watch John Wolford and you'll love it. And the latter said, Colt McCoy might actually be our best quarterback. And one of them was right, and I'll let you be the one to decide that. Luckily, we'll get some more McCoy as Kyler is out with the release of the new Call of Duty. He's out with a hamstring injury. Yeah, hamstring. So tying back to the previous segment, these might be two more teams that just say, fuck it, let's just go out there and let it all hang out. The Largest Ever Award.
Okay, so now you're sure that everything is okay, you know, down there.
You're perfectly healthy. That man has the largest penis I have ever seen. I actually don't even know if he has mumps. Forgot to look. I was distracted by the largest penis I have ever seen.
Aaron the Baron Rodgers back again. Oof. If there was ever somebody who represented Jerry from Parks and Rec more currently, it would be Aaron Rodgers. He's been getting viciously roasted by everyone from tree-hugging hippies to cops who have been suspended with pay. He truly is the only man that can bring together partisan support via his own personal destruction. But he went into this bag of dicks and pulled out one big, bad, veiny, triumphant motherfucker in one of the most nationally televised games of the year. Of course, it was the man high to his nips on ayahuasca taking down the Cowboys. That's literally the oldest pastime in America. Three touchdowns to Week 10 rookie sensation Christian Watson against one of the premier defenses in the league. It was very nice to see a vintage performance that was sorely missed this year. We're not getting a whole lot of those. I wouldn't get your hopes up, though, as he's about to take on the Titans. But hopefully the old scholar has one more lecture in him. Is there a bird in here? I feel like there's a bird in here. Award.
Hey, guys, how'd it go?
Well, there were some sticky moments.
Let's go to the videotape.
Ah! Look! Who hasn't had gay thoughts? Who?
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I mean, you know, sometimes I feel like I might need glasses. Is there a bird in here? I swear I keep seeing a bird in the studio. Maybe that's
how did this happen?
Boy, oh boy, the Eagles. What happened? Once considered one of the best teams in the league, it turns out that they're just a steaming pile of Eagle shit. The Commanders suck, and they had their way with the Eagles despite what the score will tell you. They dominated them all night. The Eagles struggled against a bad Texans team for most of that primetime game, which I thought was a bad sign at the time, but I tried to just write it off. Do primetime games make teams look worse? I'm not sure. It feels like it, though. Maybe. But if we look at the Eagles' wins, it's not exactly striking confidence. They beat the Lions, the Commanders, the Jags, the Cards, the Steelers, the Texans, the Cowboys without Dak, and the Vikings in a game where nobody scored any points after the second half. Nobody. Eagles fans might not be having gay thoughts like happy gay, but they definitely can't be excited to see themselves get run on righteously by a guy who got the 50 cent treatment just 2 months ago. I mean, they were getting crushed. They could not stop Terry McLaurin. They could not rush the passer, and they turned the ball over a lot. I don't know. I just wonder if they're the kind of team that can do it all, or if they're actually really just the team that got stomped around by the Bucks in the playoffs last year. We'll see.
Beep, 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 beep. Arnold Palmer alert. Arnold Palmer alert. Who wants some Arnie Palmies? Sweetie, this one has the vodka right here.
All right, the world-famous Arnold Palmer alert is letting us all know that it's about time to wrap things up. Before we do, it's time to give out some RJs, or also known as the reverse jinx. So, as I promised some people online, recently I've been dumping on some players, and the second I do that, they come out the next week guns fucking blazing and start winning managers their weeks. And I thought I would use this as some goodwill and try to help some people out. So I took some requests on Twitter, and I'm going to rock them in right now. And we're going to use the citizens of Pawnee to really facilitate this. So for each player, I'm going to say their name, and then I'm going to play a quick clip of the Pawnee Town Hall that I think best represents what that player is going through, and can we dump on them enough to right the course. Keenan Allen.
Look, we don't know what the world is going to be like in 50 years. We could all have been wiped out from disease or the flu.
So what's your suggestion?
I don't know. I'm just scared.
DeAndre Swift.
And so, effective immediately, all male employees must stop sending explicit photos to Ms. Perkins.
If I may, what if, based on empirical evidence, I truly believe there's a grave and immediate medical emergency? Were that the case, could I then show you my dong?
No. That would be harassment.
Fair enough. Now, completely different scenario. Let's say I've been watching a lot of women's golf, and I've had some wine.
How about this?
Kyle Pitts.
I don't like obscenities just as much as you don't like
them.
No,
it drives me crazy. I have kids.
Right. But
I've got my little three-year-old, and I'm going through the park, and someone's like, hey, my and the guy's, you my you head.
Leonard Fournette.
Yes. But isn't all food bad for you? I've been eating lasagna and muffins every day of my life for 40 years, and I feel terrible.
Cordero CPAT Patterson.
Okay, are there any more recommendations for new games at the rec center?
My daughter, she loves Chutes and Ladders.
Oh, come on. There is no strategy to Chutes and Ladders. It's just luck.
My daughter's 5.
Well, your daughter is an idiot. Her daughter is an idiot. Her daughter is an idiot.
Oh, no.
Her daughter
no,
is an idiot.
It's Cortland Sutton.
I found a sandwich in one of your parks, and I want to know why it didn't have mayonnaise. What's so funny?
Oh.
Justin Herbert. Yeah, I said it.
There was supposed to be a paunch burger in this lot next to my house, and then you strip my freedom by putting a park there. Now if I want to start my day off with a triple-decker pancake breakfast pizza, I got to go to the one that's 10 minutes away, and that makes me 20 minutes late to work every day. I work at home.
Have you ever considered not eating that for breakfast?
I'll never consider that.
All right, folks, hopefully that works. That's it for me this week. I'll be off next week for Thanksgiving, but I've got a special episode planned the week after that, so stay tuned. Everybody take care and get sucked.